Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I am Prophetess Yvonne, founding president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. I'm sitting in today for Minister Elaine Jackson here on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You want to go to call a neighbor called friends? Let them know we're live and on the air, and it's going down. Amen. It's going down. There is a word from the Lord. So go ahead and call someone, tweet them, tease them, whatever you do, let them know that it's going down today. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give this service to you, Father, every hearer, every listener. Oh, God, gather them up from the north, south, east, and west. Begin to bring them, that they may come and hear what thus saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we take no credit for this word, Lord. Help us to decrease that you might increase. Let this word bring deliverance all over this world. In the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood right now. We plead the blood over any kind of retaliation spirit, anything, every contrary wind. I stop it now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. Hey, we give you glory. We thank you for an open heaven. My God, my God. We thank you for an open heaven. My God, my God. Bring healing to your people on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some need healing for the mind. Heal the mind. Some need healing for the soul, the emotions. Their feelings been hurt. Somebody said something wrong. Bring healing to their emotions, their mind. Oh, God. And then, Lord, come to heal them for their spirit. Their spirit man is in disarray. Their spirit man is torn. And, oh, God, I ask you for healing on today. I thank you in advance for doing it. I thank you, oh, God, for doing it even now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, I am Prophet Yvonne, sitting in for Minister Lane Jackson here on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Let's go to the Word. We're going to 2 Kings, the 8th chapter. 2 Kings, the 8th chapter, and we'll begin reading at the first verse. And part of my message today is, and it came to pass. I want to help somebody today remember that. I don't care how long it takes. If you wait on the Lord, it will come to pass. We're going to read here how this woman waited and did according to the instructions of the prophet. And just like he said, it came to pass. I want to tell you, somebody who's been waiting on the Lord, who's been believing God for a long time, and it seems like you ain't going to ever get a breakthrough. It seems like it's never going to break through, break down, break out, nothing ever going to move for you. As a matter of fact, it seems like you've been stagnant. But I want to say to you today, it shall come to pass. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Believe God. Believe God and believe his word, and it shall come to pass. You should be at 2 Kings 8 chapter by now. I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. Then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go thou and thine household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn. For the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land for 7 years. So the prophet spake unto the woman and told her, here's what's about to go down. God has called for a famine. No praying is going to stop it. Fasting is not going to stop it. This is how it's going to go down. But he's going to pick out his people, his select few, the remnant, the called out ones. He's going to pull them out so they're not affected by it. He said, I want you to go and sojourn wherever you can because there's going to be a famine, and it's going to last for 7 years. We're at 2 Kings, the 8th chapter, and the 2nd verse. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. Hear me. It's so important we follow instructions. Sometimes Lord have mercy. We don't want to follow instructions. We want to be the instructor. But we got to learn to follow instructions. If she had did it for 6 years, she would have missed it, and she would have been a part of the famine and probably would have lost everything, and who knows what would have happened. But he said for 7 years, so 7 years is 7 years. It's not 6 and a half, 6 and a quarter. It's still 7 years. And the Bible says that she did according to the man God said, 7 years. 2 Kings, the 8th chapter and the 3rd verse. And it came to pass. Good God about it. Somebody ought to be shouting. She was given the word that there's going to be a famine. She was given the word to get your family and your household out of this land, because God has called a famine. Ain't gonna be no eating up in here, no nothing up in here, no water, no nothing. So you need to get out of here, because this famine gonna last for 7 years. After the 7 years, the Bible says, and it came to pass. You need to underline it under your Bible. You need to underline it, because God is about to do something in you, my God, that only you would know that was impossible. Sometimes we dream dreams and we think, I could never do that. But sometimes we dream dreams and we know we can do that, but we just don't have the wherewithal to do it. We don't have the stamina. We don't have the encouragement. But God is about to restore you to the back to your place in God. He's about to put you back where you need to be. He's doing a rebuilding. He's doing a recovery. You ever lost anything and needed to be recovered or rebuilt, or something was broken? Well, that's what he's doing. After 7 years of famine, imagine what this land must have looked like. It was probably a hot mess in some areas. Verse 3, and it came to pass, after 7 years in, that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her household and her land. And the king talked unto Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha has done. Verse 5, 2 Kings 8 and 5. Again, it says, and it came to pass. Hearing nothing just happened. This came to pass. After the 7 years were done, this woman came back and she was coming to the king to require her land to be given back to her. And the Bible says, and it came to pass. I want to help somebody today who's been believing God. Keep on believing. Keep on holding on. Keep on, because it's about to come to pass. Restoration is about to come to your house. Yes, it's about to come to your house. And it came to pass. I don't care how long it's been. Some people have been 7 years. It's been 7 times 7. I don't care how long it's been. Hear the word of the Lord today. It came to pass. Verse 5. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how that he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my Lord, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elijah restored to life. Wait a minute. And it came to pass. She had been going to the king requesting that her son be restored back to her. Okay, let's put it this way. She had been praying, believing God that her son be restored back to her. I want my health back. I want my wealth back. I want my money back. I want my honey back. I want my children back. I want this back. I want that back. And it just hadn't been done. For whatever reason, it was held up. For whatever reason, it was on lockdown. But it came to pass. My God, my God. I want to release this word all over this worldwide web, that restoration is coming to the body of Christ. Hear the word of the Lord, and it came to pass. I know it's been a long time, but it's coming. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Believe on his word and be healed, be delivered, and be set free. And it came to pass. Nothing just happens. It came to pass. Because she followed the instructions. She did according to the word of the Lord in the mouth of the man of God. And it came to pass. God puts people in our lives to speak into our lives for a reason. But if we don't want to listen, we'll miss things and they will simply pass by us. But if we hear them, they will come to us and not just through us. There are some things that come to us, and instead of sticking to us, it goes through us. Oh, I'm going to help somebody today. There are some things that we hear, and instead of sticking and you really getting it, it just simply goes right on through you. But I come to serve notice on the devil today that it's over. I come to serve notice on the devil today that it is over. No more of this sifting, no more of this shifting, no more of this going through. No more. We ain't giving up no more ground to the enemy, because it came to pass. Whatever you've been believing God for, whatever he said he was going to do, whatever you've been setting in the need of, and it came to pass. Hear the word of the Lord, and it came Kadaz. Just the woman had been going back to Bikini asking for her house and her land and all that. Now just imagine, 7 years have passed. And in those 7 years, you got to know that there might have been squatters there. You know how when you leave a property for so many, well, amen. Now you leave for a couple months and there'd be other people living there. So you can imagine for 7 years, somebody probably living in her house, somebody probably driving her car, they probably took her job if there was any job, they probably had her land, her cattle, her herd, whatever it was going on, whatever she owned, they done took over that. Because when there's a famine, folks just take stuff. They don't ask, they just go around and take whatever they find. So I imagine this land was in disarray and stuff was everywhere. But she went back to the king to say, no, I want you to give me back my stuff. You have the authority. Give me back my stuff. See, not everybody can restore you because not everybody wants to see you restored. Not everybody wants you to rebuild, to recover, to be healed, to come back to your place in God. Not everybody wants to see you there. But there are some folks, God have a select few, that wants you to see you recover, that wants to see you restored, that wants to see you back in your place in God. But it came to pass. It took some time, y'all. It didn't happen. You didn't get to where you are overnight, so it's not going to happen overnight. It came to pass. This woman had been going to the king several times asking for her stuff, but it came to pass that this particular town she went, the king was talking to Gehazi saying, tell me something about the servant Elisha. Tell me some of the wonderful things he did. Tell me about some of the miracles he did. And it came to pass. There are some things we have to go through. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, to everything there's a season and a time under the sun. To everything, I don't care what you're going through, whether it's a sickness, there's a season to it. And it came to pass that that season was over. Somebody need to hear me today. And it came to pass that that season of lack is over. And it came to pass that season of loneliness is over. And it came to pass that season of not having enough, that season of not being, Lord have mercy, not knowing who you are, not knowing your identity in Christ, no self-esteem, and it came to pass. The Bible says that patience has a perfect work. We lack patience. We live in this fast microwave generation where everything's quick, fast, and in a hurry. We don't get quick, fast, and in a hurry. We mad about it, quick and fast, because that's how we want it. But you know, you can't do God that way. You can't go to God and say, well, you know, I want it right now. If you'll do it right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. So you better do it now. I'm like, hello? He is God. And he'll do it in his own time. You may have to wait a while, but it will come to pass. I want to encourage you in the Lord today to wait on the Lord, for it shall come to pass. Whatever he promised you will come to pass. Verse number 5, again, we're at 2 Kings 8, just in case you just tune in. 2 Kings 8, chapter 5, 5th verse. And it came to pass that he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elijah restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her. The king appointed unto her a certain officer. Underline that under your Bible, in your book, whatever you're reading there, underscore it on your tablet. It says the king appointed to her a certain officer. He's not going to get any officer because everybody ain't got the right mind. Everybody don't have the right motive. Everybody's heart ain't right. Everybody in it for the right reason. Everybody in it to win it. He had to pick a certain officer who he knew would follow his instructions and carry out his plans to the team. Look, God knows us. He knows ones that will do right, and he knows ones that will do wrong. He knows how far you're going to go and when you're going to stop. He knows how much you can take and how much you can't take. You don't have to tell him what I can't take no more. He knows. So he appointed a certain officer. Like I said earlier, not everybody can restore you. because not everybody has that heart of restoration. Not everybody has a spirit of restoration. Not everybody wants to see you come up. Some folks want you to stay down. Some folks want you to be beneath them. There are some folks that will kick you down and make sure you stay down by putting their feet on you and making sure you never get back up again. But the Bible says, and it came to pass. Hear the word of the Lord. He that has an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. It came to pass. The very thing you've been believing God for, it came to pass. It says that, and the king asked the woman, and she told him. So the king appointed to her a certain officer, saying, restore. In other words, give her back everything that she lost. Restore all that was hers and all the fruit of the field since the day that she left the land even until now. There's about to be a retroactive blessing coming your way. God's about to go back 7, 8, 9, how many years you think you lost or been suffering or going through or missed out on whatever you feel like you missed out on. God's about to go back 10 years on somebody. I'm catching 12 years for somebody. He's going back 8 years for somebody else. But however long it takes, he's going back and he's going to give you back everything. He says, restore all that was hers. So you're going to get all that you had and all the fruits of the field since the day you left it, even up until now. So it's like being on the job, and you should have got the raise, but you didn't. They pass you over and get to somebody else. It's been 3 years, and they still pass me over. And then they finally catch me and say, you know what? You should have got this raise 3 years ago. So now we got to fix it, and we got to go back 3 years and pay you for all them years. Somebody caught that one. Ooh, we're going to go back 3 years and pay you for all them years that we should have been paying you this amount. That's what God's about to do in you if you believe that. It came to pass. Some have been suffering. I've been talking to some folks with some chronic conditions that seem to never want to go away. You feel like you're out of it, and then it comes right back at you. You feel like it's over, and then you turn around, it's right there again. I come to speak to it today in the name of Jesus. I take authority in the spirit. I break every chronic condition, every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus. For the word of the Lord declares, and it came to pass. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your wealth shall spring forth speedily. Your land of promise shall be revealed to you. And it came to pass. Keep on believing. Keep on praising God. Keep on serving God. Keep on moving in God. Keep on worshiping God. Don't give up on God, because it will come to pass. Because he appointed a certain officer to the woman and told her, said, restore all that she had, all the fruits of the field, since the day she left, even up until now. How long has it been since you lost whatever you lost? Somebody feel like they lost their anointing. I know y'all ain't never been there. I know been in that kind of place where you feel like, Lord, where are you? Did you leave me? Where are you? I can't feel you no more. He's been there all the time. It was just a season we had to go through. Now you're about to flourish in the land. Good God Almighty. Now there's about to be revival in your land. Now there's about to be a renewal in your land. Now restoration has finally come, because the word declares it came to pass. This woman had been going to the king on several occasions requiring to get her stuff back, but it didn't happen. But it came to pass. She didn't give up. She didn't stop going. She kept going. Well, amen. She just kept going and going and going. Keep going and going and going. We've got to learn persistence. Some of us give up persistence. Some of us are right there almost at our place of breakthrough, and we turn around. We're right there at the place where God's about to give you everything you want, everything you live for, to reach, and you turn around. Don't turn around on God. Don't leave God. Don't walk away from God. Come on, talk to somebody. Don't walk away from God. God has not left you. He's still with you. Come on, come on. I know it's been hard. I know you felt alone. it came to pass. It's going to come. It's going to come. Hold on to God by taking your hand. It shall come to pass. Just as this woman, she had to leave her land for 7 years. That's a long time to leave everything and go to a place that you don't even know anything about on a word from a man of God. And then you got to come back and ask the king or the mayor or whoever's in charge, I need my stuff back. And they don't listen, but it came to pass. It came to pass that one day she went in and Gehazi was there and they were talking about the servant and he was like, oh, hold up, hold up. This is the woman and this is her son. And then the king was persuaded. Ooh, my God, my God. There's a spirit of persuasion being released right now. But some of you need to be persuaded. Some of us heard it. We know it. We can do it. We know if we even try, it would be successful, but for whatever reason, we don't do it. There's a spirit of persuasion going out among the man, persuading you to move out in God, to keep on believing God, because the thing you've been believing God for is on the other side of your going through, and it came to pass. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I need to be restored. I need to be brought back to my place in you. Back to the place when Adam and Eve walked in the garden, they talked with God. They walked with God. I need to be restored. I need to be brought out of sin and into your marvelous life. I need to be brought from eternal damnation to eternal life. Forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry. If you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Email me, text me, go to Prophet Javon Avow, or send a message, better yet, send a message to Minister Lane Jackson here on Blog Talk Radio, or go to her Facebook page and let her know that you were listening to the show and you gave your life to Jesus. Then I want you to get your Bible and begin to read your Bible so that you can learn more about this man named Jesus. You can't believe something you know nothing about. People tend to misuse things that they don't understand or they don't know anything about. When you know a thing, you do better about it. But when you don't know, you can't do it. So I'm going to encourage you, if you said that prayer, to get your Bible, begin to read your Bible so you can learn more about this man named Jesus. And then find a Bible-believing church. Take your Bible to church with you. So when they say turn to 2 Kings 8, chapter, you can turn and you can read and make sure they're reading what they're supposed to be reading. Amen. And saying what they're supposed to be saying. And if they're not, just tip out. Don't make no scene. Don't get up and try to rebuke the pastor. You're out of order. Don't do it. God ain't going to be pleased with it. Don't do it. Just simply walk out. You don't have to stay. Just walk out. Simple as that. But it came to pass. The word of the Lord today, ladies, that it came to pass. I want to pray for all of those who've been going through. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. God Almighty, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since you felt the refreshing of the Lord. It's been a long time since you've been felt a touch from God. In the name of Jesus, I release the anointing to begin to flow, to reveal, to renew, to recover, to heal. My God, to refresh, hey, in the name of Jesus, let it go forth from here to the nation, all over this world, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for touching each and every one that's listening on today. So no matter how long it takes, no matter how long they have to wait, let them be fully persuaded that you're able to do anything but fail. Bring them to that place of holding on to your unchanging hand, knowing that you can do anything, anything but fail. As long as we believe and have faith, it shall come to pass. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We call this the Hour of Power. First 30 minutes of Prophet Mark and Marshall, the prophetic corner, and then the second hour, second 30 minutes is Minister Lane Jackson, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I want to thank you for tuning in and being a part of this ride, riding and train with us. But don't forget about our Tuesday night show, One Word from the Lord with Prophet Devon Rao, and then our Saturday show. Our Saturday show is off the chain. We got one of the preachers praying as women, amen, on this side of heaven. You don't want to miss it. That's Saturday at 12 noon Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, amen. 30 minutes of prayer before your life will never be the same. It's just something will never be the same. Some say, I've never heard the Lord pray like that. Some say, I didn't think I could have, get a breakthrough in my house just by listening to the radio or listening to a prayer. We have had breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. So I want to encourage you to join us at Without Walls. We are taking the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world without walls. There's no limits on God. We don't have to put limits on God. We don't have to put him in a box. Because Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back soon. We can look at the signs of the times and see that he is soon to return. Yet some of us are still not ready. When the seventh month is almost the end of the month, we're about to go into the eighth month, a new beginning, the end of the week. You know, God did 7 days, and then he started all over again, the beginning. And that's where we are, the restoration, the rebuilding, the recovering. And we've got to start all over again, got to rebuild, because, well, something went astray, something went wrong. But God is able to restore. Restoration is coming to your house. Allow it to come in. There's a wind blowing even now. Wind of the Spirit. Wind of the Spirit blow. Wind of the Spirit blow. Wind of the Spirit blow. Blow over those that are slain on today. Blow over those that need some breakthrough on today. Blow over those that feel like you let them blow. Wind of the Spirit, move, oh God. Move on their behalf. Bring restoration. Your word declares, and it came to pass. If you believe on the Lord and you believe his word, it'll come to pass because he watches over his word to perform it. Now, we can get upset and emotional and cry out, and by all means, cry out to the Lord. I encourage you, cry out to the Lord, because you cry out to some people and everybody knows it. But if you cry out to the Lord, well, nobody knows it. Well, amen. But after you finish crying, pick up your Bible and then read your Bible. If you need finances, see what it says about finances. It says, I'll supply all your needs, according to the written word by Christ Jesus. He got everything you need. Whatever you need, he's got it. Find it in the Word and commit those scriptures to memory so that when whatever it is you're going through comes up, you'll have that Word already hid in your heart and you can just pull it up out of your belly and you can begin to speak to that thing. You can say, so you can look back at it and say, and it came to pass. You can say, you know what, I might be in this place for now, but I'm not here to stay because it shall come to pass. That sooner or later, I'm going to be out of this place and I'm going to my wealthy place. Some of us, we've been in this place too long. Like I said, we're at the seventh month, almost the end of the seventh month. We're about to go into the eighth day. And some of us are still not saved. Some of us are still not ready. Some of us are still not, some still don't know the Lord. I want to encourage you. If you don't know him, if you don't feel him, if you don't have that zeal like you used to have, or I want to encourage you to fast. Some things come forth by less of a prayer and fasting. So you may have to turn down your plate. You may have to keep on passing by Father's eyes. Don't stop. Keep it moving. And fast and pray. And break some things that are in your life. But restoration is coming to the body of Christ. But you got to be ready to receive it. You got to be in the place to receive it. Don't let it come to you and then go through you. Let it come to you and then you hold on to it. In the name of Jesus, for it shall come to pass. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I'm sitting in for Minister Lane Jackson. This is Prophet Siobhan. Be with her next week, same place, same time. Amen. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time. Thanks for riding this train on Without Walls Worldwide Radio. Amen. If you want to see how you can get involved, then send me a message on Facebook at Prophet Siobhan A. Rao, and we can tell you how you can get connected with us and ride this train. God bless you, and we love you. We'll see you next week.